Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 73 of the Judge. You know, interesting
Sure.
fact about 73, Claire.
Yes.
If you flip it backwards, that's the number of indictments that President Trump has right now.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, I mean,
Excellent.
yes, dear listener. We know that this happened several weeks ago. We're planning ahead for you. So this is a reminder that about 3, 4 weeks ago, we were all celebrating the fact that ex-President Trump has at least been indicted. Here's hoping that something sticks enough to shut him up, if nothing else. Just
Right.
put him in the corner and just like he's done talking. That's all I want. I don't.
One of those felonies be enough that
Because,
he
like,
can't continue this presidency run again.
right. It's like,
Boo.
would I prefer that he spend the rest of his life in federal prison? Absolutely. Absolutely.
100%. Yep.
But here's the thing. I don't need that to find happiness. All I need is for him to sit down and shut the hell up for the rest of his life.
Right.
That's all. That's all. That's all I want.
Right.
That's all. So I'll take it. But anyway, hey, we're your hosts.
Yes.
I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week we are going to be covering the fun topic of cryptids. So it should be a fun time.
Yes, it should.
Right. But first, Claire, what are you judging
Yes.
this week?
I got two.
Ooh.
I got two.
Here for it.
Brandon took me to the aquarium yesterday,
Yay.
and it was fun. Newport Aquarium in northern Kentucky, and like right across the river from Cincinnati. And as you know, at aquariums, there are beaucoups of children.
You don't say.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. Children are going to be there. I understand. However, there are adults pushing strollers who are like really fucking entitled. And Brandon and I both almost lost ankles to these strollers.
Oh my
I think I've
God.
probably talked about strollers on here before, but damn it. Just because you have a stroller does not mean that you're like own the world,
No.
okay? Because, again, yeah, I thought I was at one point. I really did. I thought some lady took me out. I'm sure Brandon did too. I really thought I was bleeding. Like that's
Did
how hard
she
she
at
got
least
me.
apologize?
No, they were
Did
not
you turn around and look at
apologizing.
her and say, "Excuse you?" Just
I
like,
turned around and I glared at her.
oh no, you get.
It was just like, jeez and
Yeah, that's
crow,
the only
come
way you
on,
can
people.
handle those stupid entitled. I'm a mommy and my kid is here for a thing, so they're more important than anything else. You're like,
Yeah, and then it
no.
was like, and not all of them, okay, it wasn't all,
No, of
but there
course
were
not.
just certain ones that it was just like, because they had kids, it felt like, and Brandon and I are just there, two adults enjoying the aquarium, that they had the right to like get in front of us so their kid could like smush their face up against the glass,
Yeah, you need to teach your kid patience and to wait for their turn. Otherwise, they become entitled assholes just like mommy.
Yeah.
Gross.
And it was, and like I said, I get it. Kids are going to be there. Stuff like
Of
the zoo and
course.
the aquarium.
And
I understand that, but
I expect them to be rambunctious and a little wild. I expect all those things.
right.
That's fine. Sure.
And hearing kids
Go out.
squeal because they're excited about that does not get on my nerves. It's like, cool, they're excited to see these fish, and that's fine. However, it was just the strollers, the amount of strollers. And the amount of entitled parents teaching their children to be entitled
Feel that.
was part of that. It was just like, Good grief, people. Like, you're killing me. You know, it's like, ah. I'm sure, I think I've talked about strollers on here before, but yeah, yesterday was pretty bad. It was just like, gosh. Like, I'm pretty sure Brandon and I actually probably skipped a few things just because
There's too many.
of the amount of
Yeah.
strollers and children and people. And it was just like, is it worth it standing, trying to wait to see this thing that it's like, oh my gosh, like, And there was this one thing that we were waiting on this. I think we were like around, yeah, we were around like the seahorses and sea dragon area. And they had this thing where it was like this little computer screen and it had this big screen up here, but you could like design your own little like seahorse or sea dragon. And
Oh.
then once you clicked enter, it like came up on the big screen up here. And so Brandon and I were like, oh, let's do this. And so he did a sea dragon and I did a seahorse and we clicked enter. And no sooner than we both like clicked enter and it came up on the screen, these kids came in like swarmed and
Oh.
basically like kind of shoved us out of the way. It was insane.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just like, I guess they saw us do it and we were standing there laughing at it. And it was just like, ah, look at this. You know, it was just like, oh my God, calm down. And then Brandon was also like, thank you for not taking your phone out and taking pictures of every fucking animal that we saw. Like, I took one photo yesterday and it was when we walked in because there was this giant ass blue whale statue from like
Yeah.
floor to ceiling. And that was like literally the only photo I took yesterday. Just because I was like, oh, hey, cool statue. But it
Yeah.
was like the rest of it, we were like reading the things and finding the fish and, you know. I'm like one of those, like, ooh, this is like one of those hidden picture things when you're trying to find the
Right.
frogs
Yeah.
or the lizards that are hidden in the foliage. That's my thing where I'm like, I'm gonna find it. It's in here somewhere. And I'm like, oh, there it is. That's my thing. I'm like, I'm gonna find it. It's in here. I know it is. You know? And it's like, I'm not leaving this until I find it. It is in here. The frogs and the turtles and the lizards that are like hidden. And then there was, oh, it was like we went to the alligator because I had an albino alligator.
Oh,
And it
nice.
was just like this one particular family was just like, by God, they were going to take 9,000 photos in front of this fucking
Of the
alligator.
alligator.
That was, but they were like trying to get in front of it. So it was like nobody else could like get in front and just enjoy this moment of seeing this alligator floating in the water. And so, and then it was like, then we had to go see the penguins, which Brandon really was excited about the penguins.
Oh, yes, I love the penguins.
Yes. And
My
so we
favorite.
finally, and this is one where the strollers were really bad because they've got like seats, almost like
Yeah.
bleacher kind of seats. So you can like sit and watch for a minute. And so we kind of stood back and it was just all these people with strollers. And it was like, oh my God. I mean, it was almost like claustrophobic with all these
Yeah.
people. And so finally, it was like this big group of people who was down front with these kids finally left. So we went down to the very front, just kind of sat down for a minute to like chill out. We're like, okay, let's just sit here for a second. And there was this one penguin that like just sat there and floated in front of us, like the whole like it was kept staring at us. And Brandon was like, I think this penguin is like bonded with us now. I think this. And then when we got up, it like swam with us as we were walking away, and it was like, oh, this penguin wants to leave with us because we're not jumping up and banging on the window and like
Yeah, it's
yelling
like,
at
oh,
it.
finally some like decent creatures out there being all quiet.
Right. Right. But yeah, that's my judge about the aquarium was really the strollers and the entitled parents
Mommies,
with their
mommies.
children. Yeah. But then we
No, I
went
hate
to
that.
Micro Center because Brandon wanted to look at stuff to buy a new computer. Well, not but buy parts to build his own computer. And
Sure.
he was just going to buy a free prefab computer because he likes to have projects. So while we're in Micro Center, he's like looking and nerding out over things. And I'm like, I know nothing. I'm like, I don't know what any of this stuff means. I was asked like 18 times by people working, can I help you? Mostly men. And I'm like, no, I don't need help. And finally this girl comes up and she was like her, and I'm like, no, look, I'm just looking. I was like, my boyfriend's here. And she's like, ah. Say no more. Like she got it. She absolutely got it. But then the weird thing wasn't this is my other judge. This one man came up and he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just walking around, you know, just looking. And then I felt like he was stalking me throughout the store. Like, it just was like wherever I was, he was somewhere nearby. And I'm like, this is kind of creeping me out. And so I started like, okay, where's Brandon? I need to go find him just to be
Right.
like, hey. Like, be if this, and
Like,
this,
hey, boo.
followed me. He fucking followed me. And so, like, I'm walking down one aisle and I didn't realize it, but he was fucking walking parallel down the other aisle. I almost ran into him.
Wow.
I was just like, oh shit. So I'm like, where is Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is getting weird. This is getting bizarre. I'm just like, go away. People, leave me alone. It was just all these men, like, oh, look, there's a girl in here by herself in
She
the
can't
computer.
possibly know anything about computers. We should go ask her if we can help her.
I know,
And
right?
you're like, I'm just waiting.
Yeah. So
Just
then finally,
waiting.
yeah, I did. I found a bench and I sat down and I'm like on my phone. I still had two men come up and ask me, can we help you with anything? And I'm sitting there, like, literally playing on Facebook on my phone. And I'm like, no, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. Like, good
Like,
grief,
can't
leave
you
me
pass it
alone.
around to everyone? Hey, she's just here with her boyfriend. She doesn't want anything. You can leave her alone
Yeah,
now. I feel like
right.
there should be like a sticker or a button or something that you can like pick up at the front of a store to be like, please don't ask me if I need help.
Like, don't talk to me.
Like, just some way to like indicate that you don't want that, because I hate that in every
Right.
store. I hate when I'd kind of just, because I swear you walk in and you
Right.
hardly can breathe before they're like, oh, can I help you find something? And I'm like, I don't even know, even if I'm looking for something specific.
Yeah.
It puts
It's
me so on guard that I'm like, no, I'm just looking, even though I know exactly what I'm there for. And I could probably just like go lay my hands on it immediately, but then I'm like, I don't want to tell you. I have weird anxiety about things, guys. I can't help
Right.
it.
But yeah, it was just like, wait, what? Like, leave me. But yeah, that one guy, like, it was just annoying with the other people, but that one guy, when he, I'm like, oh my God, like, leave me alone. Yeah. Then I'm like, so stupid that I have to go find my fucking boyfriend.
Right? Just to have people leave you alone long enough to
Like, I should just be able to, like, be by myself and, you know, hang out. Because at one point I did go to, like, the Apple section of the store.
Right, to like just look
And
at the random stuff.
yeah, I was,
Play
like,
with it.
looking at the new iPads, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just like, jeez, go away, leave me alone. Like, I'm literally just looking.
Just wandering through, thanks.
Right. Anyway, those are my judges. It's like, it was annoying. Those were, I mean, but other than that,
Yeah.
the aquarium was great. Other than the strollers, the aquarium was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty good to me. So
Yeah, it was a good
good
day.
for
Other
you.
than strollers and creepy guys who incessantly felt like I needed help at the computer store, the computer parts store. It was like,
I
okay.
just want to stand here.
I know. Can I just, like, wander around by myself? Thanks.
No,
I'm
you
an
can't.
adult. I should be able to just look at things in peace. Thanks.
Well, that is an excellent judge, Claire. Thank
Yes.
you.
You're welcome. So, what are you judging?
Well, and again, I realize that this is gonna air several weeks in the future, but I'm pretty confident that everyone on here is still gonna feel the same amount of joy that Ding Dong, the witch is dead. Which old witch, you ask? Well, Pat Robertson, of course. I mean, like,
Indeed.
not to like rejoice in the death of someone. That's not quite what I'm going for, but like he can no longer spew any more new hate. We just have to deal with
Right.
the 93 years of hate he spewed. Also, did you know his name was actually Marion?
No.
Right? Thank you. I
No,
saw
I did
something flash
not.
across and I'm like, I'm sorry, wait, what? And it was
You're
like
like, excuse me, what's happening right
that he
now?
was born, and I should look it up, but I'm not gonna. I know it was Marion. I think his middle name was Gordon. Like, he was born Marion Gordon Robertson. I'm like, where the hell did Pat come from?
Huh.
So, like,
That's weird.
what? Thank
And
you.
that's not even your name.
Ugh. But like, so he died, and that was nice. We had
And I told
cookies.
my mom. I told my mom because I was on the phone with her and I was like, oh, did you hear that Pat Robertson died? And she was like, no, I didn't. And so she starts looking it up. And then she starts reading the shit that he has spewed over the
Over the
years.
years, actual garbage. And
And I am
he is
like,
actually one of the main reasons that the GOP is such a pile of flaming shit these days is because of
right.
him. So like he's gonna keep peeping on the ship. We're not done with it. He just can't add
Right.
more, and that's all we can rejoice
Right.
on.
Like, if she starts reading the bullshit that he has spewed, you know, that, especially my favorite is that, like, feminism and the gays and all that caused 9/11,
Of course it
and
did. It
that,
sure
you know, that,
did.
like, Haiti, the people in Haiti caused the earthquake there because they're sinners and they are devil worshipers and they don't love Jesus. You know, those are my favorite ones. And I'm just like, oh, God. And I told her, I said, Mom, I said, if this man is in heaven,
Then
I don't want to be
I
there. I said, I will
don't
go. I said, I will go take a seat next to Satan. I said,
want to
because I don't want to be in heaven if Jesus doesn't have any better, like,
there.
judgment
Judgment.
than that. Because I said, if people like him and Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene
Oh,
wind up there.
let's not forget the Falwells. All of the whole
Oh,
Falwell
yeah.
family. All of
Oh,
them.
yeah.
Throw them in there too.
Same. I'm like, if those kind of people are going to be in heaven, I will go take a seat next to Satan. Because I said, no. I'm not. And she's laughing at me because I'm like, but no, I'm being
And I'm
serious.
like, no,
Like,
but really.
absolutely not.
So I had the weirdest,
No.
this is a bizarre segue, had the weirdest thought, and I'm pretty sure I was mostly asleep when I had this thought, and I don't know how it happened or what. I will tell you guys, so I've had a whole week, guys, in which I did not have to go to my old job. Been a whole magical week, and
She doesn't even know what
like,
to do with herself.
I can't even, like, every time they text me, I kind of laugh a little and then I'll give them a quick reply answer because it's usually like, hey, where's blah, blah, blah? I'm like, I can tell you that. But when they ask me a question like, hey, you know, we're going to do this. What do you think we should include? I don't respond because I don't work there anymore.
Right.
I'm an asshole, but it's fine. But so this past week, I watched the Duggars. And
Yes.
that weird thing that I can't wait for us to cover in an episode because holy fuck. But I also
Right.
watched this weird documentary about how is it Jerry Falwell Jr.? Is that his name? Jr.
Yes, I think so.
About how he and his wife Becky were having this weird threesome affair with the like pool attendant from the La Fontainebleau that blew up everything, and that's why he got kicked out of Liberty. Do you know any of this? Because I didn't know any of this.
I've vaguely heard about this
There's a whole
documentary.
documentary,
I've not seen it,
and
but
I'm
I
dying.
vaguely know what you're talking about.
I'm
Yeah.
dying because they're all garbage, and Liberty University is filth, by the way. Don't let your kids go there. Holy hell. But none of that,
Right.
nonetheless. So, like, I've had lots of this stuff going on as
Right.
that I've been watching because I'm insane. And so, middle of the night, I'm half awake, and I'm thinking, what if this whole time, it's all been this crazy lie, and God is the bad guy, and Satan is the good guy. But God has been telling the story that Satan's the bad one and is the fallen one, and all this stuff. And it actually turns out, actually, the true, most powerful being does want you, with your own free will, to make choices and understand the concept of consequences, because that sounds like what you would want a God to do, right?
Right.
So I was like, what if it's actually a whole big, like, level? I mean, I went
Did you?
way.
Oh, speaking of free will, did you get that? I think I sent it to you, that TikTok of the black girl
Yes.
who's with
Yes.
the cookie analogy. That was like my favorite thing. It's I can't remember her name, but she had this whole cookie analogy where it's like God saying like, "Oh, I put some cookies on the table." And then it's like humanity is like, "Okay, well cool. I'll take the snickerdoodle cookie." And then God's like, "Oh no, you don't want that snickerdoodle cookie. I put poison in it." And you're like, "Oh,
Oh,
okay.
okay.
Well, I'll take the chocolate chip cookie." And he's like, "No, I put some poison in the chocolate chip cookie too." And he's like, "Oh, well, are there any cookies
That don't have
that don't
poison?
have poison?" And then God's like, "Oh, yeah, the sugar cookies." And it's like, "Well, if you were gonna poison all the other cookies, why did you put them out on the table? And then God's like, because I wanted you to have free will. But it's like, but then why did you only do the sugar cookies non-poisonous? And it's like, well, that's the one I wanted you to choose and the one I would have chosen. And it's like, but then why did you give us options? And God's like, because if I didn't give you options, I'd seem controlling. And I'm like, that is the best fucking analogy I've ever like seen in my life. And I'm like, oh my God,
I'm gonna
this is
say it is
insane.
quite possible that that is what led to my crazy middle of the night. Because I've
Probably.
just like a whole rabbit hole this past week, and I was just like, what if it's all one big conspiracy? We've just been lied. Because I'm thinking about all the lies that we're told or whatever in life. And you're like, what
Right.
if it is just a big lie? What if God is actually the bad guy and that hell is actually the right place that you want to be? I mean, we just label stuff and give information and pass it down through this patriarchal bullshit. Thank you, all those documentaries to make me hate everything about the patriarchy
Oh God,
and
yeah.
religion.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, all right. I feel like.
And after watch, especially after watching the Shiny Happy People documentary about the Duggars, I was like, oh my God. No wonder people think Christianity is a cult. Because it kind of is. Especially that, whatever
The
they
I
were in,
think
was most definitely a
what's
cult. It
frustrating
was
is
like, holy
that
shit.
there is so many parts of Christianity that are a cult. That if you
Oh,
are
100%.
in the very like semi-progressive, where it's more about like you and feeling good in community, that's not what Christianity is. I mean, maybe that's what you
Yeah.
want it to be, because it's what I wanted it to be when I was back in the game or whatever. But that's not what it is. It's not how it's portrayed. That's not what is impacting daily life for people. It is nothing but the culty side. So I'm like,
And this is the kind
it's a
of shit
cult.
that Pat Robertson was like peddling.
Pat Robertson.
Back to Pat Robertson. Let's take it all back to Pat Robertson.
Yep.
It's like hateful televangelism. And but then I was telling mom, I was like, you know what else pisses me off though? Is it like, why do people like Pat Robertson get to live to 93? But then
Right.
other people,
The answer, I can answer that. Are you
yeah.
ready? The answer is because he was taking in thousands and thousands of dollars from people, then using it for his own choices in life. And if you have money, then you're able to afford better food. You're able to make sure
True.
you have like the right health care that you need and the better doctors. That's why you live longer. It's nothing to
Yeah.
do with being a good person. It's because,
Oh,
you know,
1000%. Right.
he's
Oh, yeah.
scamming
No, no,
money
no.
out of legitimate poor. Well, you got to give me more money in order to be healed. God wants you to send me
It's
money
true.
that I'm just going to spend on, myself. It's gross. It's gross.
Building my empire. Yeah, 100%.
So gross, gross. Oh,
And he was looking like Skeletor these days,
I
I'm just
also
saying.
watched a new documentary about the Hillsong Church garbage in Australia.
Oh, there's another one?
It's on Hulu, I think. It's like a three or
Oh,
four parter.
yes.
And they actually talked to what's his name that was part of the one that we watched, the preacher dude from New York. Like he's now in marketing in Florida. He lives in Florida, has a normal
Oh,
life.
the one who was like having the affairs and like, oh, they talked to him on this new one? Ooh,
Yes. And
I'll have to watch it.
he was just like, he's like, he seems very normal. And you're like, oh, it's because you're not this fake Christian shit anymore. You're just a person now. Congratulations.
You're not into
Welcome.
buying like $3,000 shoes and
So, but it's a lot about the main dude of Hillsong, because he basically was
oh,
hiding
that guy
the
was,
sexual abuse that his father committed to children. God.
yeah, he's trash,
Ugh.
complete trash,
So that's how I filled my first week off of work.
right?
I finally watched all
And
the
there is,
documentaries I was
and
looking for.
one of my coworkers from my retail job, telling me, and I had never heard of this, so now I need to go find it. I think she said it was on Peacock about Natalia Grace, and there's a something about she's like an adopted orphan from Ukraine or Romania or something. And anyway, spent her whole life lying about her age, like she
Oh,
was a
and she was
kid, but she's really
actually
like
a grown-ass woman. I've heard about her.
thirty something years old. Yeah, but anyway, she's like, no, you need to watch it. It's insane. And I'm like, okay. But I'm in the middle of watching this Duggar documentary, and I need to finish this because it's bananas as well.
Well, but anyway, okay, sorry, that went on too long.
That
Sorry,
did. Sorry,
guys, sorry.
tangent.
It was too exciting. I couldn't help it. It all starts with Pat Robertson. So.
We could go on for days about that kind of garbage.
You know, we really could. We really could. So I actually kind of added something like that to the wheel, but we'll learn about that
Uh-oh.
later.
Yeah,
Anyway.
Pat Robertson left the earth and it was a cookie day.
It was cookie day. We had chocolate chip cookies because we're moving and I couldn't make anything from scratch. Otherwise, I would have gone all out because he was pretty high up on my cookie list, by the way.
I didn't have a cookie, but I had part of one of those. They're called them Bucky Overbite from Bucky's, or as some people like to say, Boosie's.
Sure.
If you're fancy, you like to say Boosie's. But it was dark chocolate with peanut butter. It's basically like a giant Reese's cup, but I had like
Ah,
a fourth of it. I cut a little piece off and ate it. So that
nice.
was my, since I can't have
Oh,
cookies. So.
for any new people who have not heard about Cookie Day, so in case you're wondering, Cookie Day is the day in which someone has passed who has been predominantly nothing but horror to mankind and the human race and the world as a whole that has produced nothing positive and good. And since we are not complete horrible people, we're not celebrating their death. We're not like having a cake and a party and champagne.
Exactly.
We're just acknowledging that they can no longer spew more of their hate or violence or whatever the thing happens to be, lies, whatever. We're acknowledging that with a cookie and being like, it's a cookie day. They're done.
Yes. Yep.
It's, there it is.
It's a cookie day.
Please enjoy making your own cookie day list. It's fun.
Yes.
Anyway, so let us turn to our topic of the day. Today
Yes.
we are talking cryptids, and I am going first this week. And Claire, I have brought to you some Connecticut cryptids in honor of our journeys east. So my sources, Damned Connecticut, which here for, love it.
Damn, Connecticut.
I feel like I'm gonna like start looking at that daily just for my own joy. I'm gonna get it wrong. Is it Quora? 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 I see it all the time. I have no idea how it's
Cora?
pronounced.
I don't know, Cora. I don't know.
The Middletown Press and Wikipedia, of course.
Always Wikipedia.
So the first one I'm gonna tell you about, Claire, is the Glowacus.
So who do what now? Glowacus,
The Glowacus.
like GL, gluh,
GLA. Gla
gluh,
whack us.
Glowacus. Okay. Okie doke.
So, 1939, a mystery creature was terrorizing Glastonbury and the surrounding areas of Connecticut, attacking the livestock and pets, which I hate that, this crap.
Oh, that's sad.
And was never caught or properly identified, and so it became part of like legend for them, and they called it the Glowacus.
Glowacus.
From the, I'll give you the etymology. Because it was in the Glastonbury area, they got the gla from there, and they thought it was a bit wacky, I guess, and had a whack on it, Glowacus.
It sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, creature, like
Yes.
Sneetches or
Yes.
Lorax or something like
The
that.
Glowacus.
Yeah.
So again, terrorizing in 1939, hunters and farmers and other eyewitnesses were reporting this creature coming and doing evil things to their pets and livestock. And even though it remained elusive, like they were never able to really see, like capture it or take a picture, the descriptions that they got from people who had encountered it or had seen it from a distance were, you know, interesting and was described as being part dog, part bear, and part cat, but all terror.
So I want to know which parts were which.
Right? So it looked variously like a large cat or dog, a length of about 4 feet, a height of about 2 feet to like 2.5 feet, was black or tawny in color, and had a long tail that would sometimes be described as bushy. So I think maybe like a cat's tail can go.
Oh, when it's
Yeah, so I'm
agitated.
like, well, maybe that's what it was. There are some other names that they use for the Glowacus. They also called it the Granby Panther for whatever reason. And my favorite, and probably also racist because, 1939, they called it the Engine Devil. So there's that. But the Glowacus also would emit blood-curdling screams.
What is it with all, like, I feel like a lot of, even on my
The
list, I got a list.
blood-curdling
Is
screams.
there,
Well, I think it's like,
yes.
you're a creature, you're wandering around, and then maybe you accidentally get a look of yourself, or maybe you see a people, or maybe you just see something. You have a surprise snake. I think surprise snakes surprise everyone, by the way. Not just me. They surprise the Glowacus. They surprise Bigfoot and all the other creatures, and so they blood curdle scream. Bah!
Maybe they're just aggravated and they just scream. I don't know.
So after weeks of hearing this creature's cries and finding odd tracks, but only seeing glimpses of it, they put together a full hunting party to try and track down the Glowacus and solve the mystery. So on January 14th, they set forth into the surrounding countryside and did a detailed search but found nothing. So that was
He
sad
knows
for
how to
them.
hide.
The sightings, however, did
Yes.
continue for another month. And then they started seeing tracks that they thought were the Glowacus to the east of Glastonbury. So they thought maybe it was kind of moving along. Over the next few months, the Glowacus hunts became like the cool thing to do. Like, hey, what should we do? Let's go hunt for the Glowacus. And so groups would start
Did it turn into like
exploring.
a snipe hunt? Is that like.
Except like, I mean, I guess really, but so like big groups would get together. It's like, hey, instead of going to the movies, let's go hunt for the Glowacus. So they would explore from, throughout Connecticut and into the Berkshires and had a good time. But it seemed like the Glowacus could tell that people were interested in it. And so it did the only thing it could do and went into hiding for about 15 years.
Yeah, as they do.
As they do. And so mid-1950s, it resurfaced again. It was attacking animals and eluding capture and identification. And it kind of traveled all over Connecticut from Glastonbury all the way to Granby. None of those mean anything to me yet, but it probably will.
It will soon enough.
Like, I don't know where those towns are, but I believe you.
It will mean something soon enough.
But then the mighty Glowacus seemed to have disappeared altogether. No one has ever been able to come up with a definitive answer for the Glowacus's identity. Isn't that sad?
Interesting. That is sad.
It is sad. The legend of the Glowacus apparently is similar to that of the Chupacabra. But
Ah,
yeah.
okay.
So, whatever, whatever. But so that's the Glowacus, the first cryptid in today's tales. Next, we'll move to black dogs.
Black
And
dogs.
hilariously, as soon as I said that, you can't hear it, but I literally heard a dog outside go, And I'm like, all right, thanks, let's do that. So in the area of Meriden, Connecticut, there is a tale of a small black beast that is believed to forecast a man's future.
It like the Grimm in Harry Potter?
It is the Grimm. So this very specific black dog that is more than just a dog will silently emerge from the forest with his onyx coat and his intensely sad eyes. And if you should see him, he may even wag his tail. But don't be confused. This is not any ordinary dog. This dog holds the key to your fate. And no matter how comfortable you become in his company, you best hope that when you part ways, that you never see him again. Because though he will never, like, there's never any trace of this dog's presence. It's just like he's there otherworldly,
He's gone.
and then it's just gone, and there's no tracks, there's no fur, there's no nothing. But if you see the dog once, the first visit, that leads to good luck. So you want to see him one time. That's fine. One
Gotcha.
time's good. If you see him two times, that means there will be sadness in your life. Not just like
Oh,
normal
no.
sadness, but like sadness, sadness.
Right. Like something really bad.
If you see him a third time, it means you're going to die soon.
Boo.
Three strikes, you're out.
Right.
So beware the black dogs in Connecticut.
So go to Connecticut, see it once, and then leave.
Right?
And
It's
then
like
don't ever go
it's a one
back.
you want the good luck and then you're like, okay, bye,
Then
thanks.
you get out.
It's been great. Shoo, bye. Bye. Okay. Melon heads.
It sounds like a snack.
It does, doesn't it? So it is instead something terrifying that seems to have a taste for human flesh, but lurks in the backwater areas across Connecticut. They are small humans that have huge heads with bulging eyes and wiry limbs, and they lurk in the woods waiting to prey upon passersby.
Well, that sounds weird.
Well, and so no one quite knows where they originated. So there are different thoughts that they may be the offspring of incestuous backwoods rednecks. Or,
Oh, like blue people?
yeah, like blue people, but worse.
Okay, but worse.
And
Yeah.
worse. Worse. Or they could be the descendants of witches from the colonial times. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Which is why we shouldn't have children. You might end up having this. But the melon heads live in the forest, so don't go to the forest. You understand? Stay away.
Yes.
They live in the forest and they bite people who dare to tread on their territory.
Ew. No, thank you.
And people claim that melon heads will attack their car, will like attack your car with rocks. They'll throw rocks at it to try and keep you from coming back onto their land. So, like, we don't want you, but if you
Wow.
come, we're gonna bite you. And like, no, thanks.
Whoa. They throw
So,
rocks at you.
as if I needed more reasons to stay out of the forest.
Right. You're just like,
Like,
no thanks.
don't bite me. Please keep your incestuous,
I know.
weird, small heads away from me. Ugh.
It's strange.
Okay. The Winsted Wild Man.
Ew.
So, 19th century, there was a large, hairy creature who terrorized the town folks in Winsted. It would stalk people who stepped near the Mad River Reservoir, and it would keep pace with their victims if they tried to run away. It's just like if they're running, it runs just as fast as you're running.
Okay.
The Hartford Courant dubbed the creature the Winsted Wild Man. And the last time, thankfully, the last time it was seen was 1974. But people think that perhaps this is Bigfoot, a Bigfoot, a specific
Oh, okay,
one.
gotcha.
And so if it is a Bigfoot, then the last sighting that they had of Bigfoot in Connecticut was 2005. So
Wow.
we shall see.
Sasquatch.
Know, right? Okay. Oh, not the. So we're going to talk about just a quick little touch on sea serpents because Connecticut is on the coast.
Yes.
And there have been apparently three different occurrences of sea serpent sightings off of the coast of Stratford, between the years of 1878 and 1909. So at least three sightings of sea serpents, and also a few sightings of mermaids as well. So Connecticut, man,
Ooh.
it's going for diversity.
Yes.
All right, and then Pigman.
Pigman.
Pigman. And The Legend of Pigman. It's 1970s, and there's a group of teenagers who are hanging out, as they do, near Mystic, Connecticut. And they see a man who looks like he is drowning a woman. Like, it looks like he's holding a woman underwater. And when they like yell at him and he turns his head, it's a pig face on his body.
Are you sure it wasn't a mask?
I don't know. It's the 1970s. They may be high. I don't
That's fair.
But they were never able to find traces of the pig man or the woman that he was drowning.
She just
And
disappeared too. It was just like, we
yeah.
don't know.
And apparently it's a story that they tell to young children to keep them from wandering away from home at night because the pig man may get you and may drown you, Claire.
Okay,
Beware the pig man.
why do they tell scary stories like with the kids? That's just like stuff to feed your therapist when you're older.
You know, yes. I mean, I see the value in teaching kids, you know, because it's one of those, it's like, well, we tell you this story so that you don't leave in the night and get hurt or get lost, in the same way that we pass around urban legends to make sure that we get in our car and we lock the doors immediately as women. We don't just sit there with the car on and the doors unlocked, because even though it probably won't happen, it could happen. Someone come into your car. But yes, we all need therapy. This is my weekly reminder that therapy is good for everyone, always. It's fine. Do it. It's good. You'll feel better. And also, you can work through some traumas you didn't even realize you were holding on to, but you are. So,
100%.
All right. So, my very last cryptid is sort of a Connecticut cryptid, but only in a very confusing way. So, this cryptid is the Mokele Mbembe.
Okay.
And so I came across this. I did like a random like Connecticut cryptid Google search, as one does, as one does. And came across this weird map of like the most popular cryptid in each state, which cool, whatever. You know, Bigfoot is pretty popular, but there, you know, whatever. But for some reason in Connecticut, it's the Mokele Mbembe. And I was like, the hell is that? Because it's not any other state. No other state gives a crap about it. So I thought, oh, maybe it's specific to Connecticut. Like, it's a Connecticut cryptid. Like, you know, the Jersey Devil. No, it is not. It is actually a water-dwelling entity that supposedly lives in the Congo River Basin.
What?
I know, right? Like, what? Why? Why is this a Connecticut thing? So I don't know. But apparently, this one they all love, so I thought I'd at least touch upon it. Apparently, those who have seen this creature describe it as a large quadrupedal herbivore with smooth skin, a long neck, and a single tooth, and sometimes a horn.
That one tooth
A single tooth.
and sometimes a horn.
And sometimes a
Okay.
horn. Translated in t from Lingala, it means one who stops the flow of rivers.
Okay.
But what's fascinating about it is that, for whatever reason, in the early to mid-20th century, it became this weird point of focus among people who believed in like cryptozoology, not only those people who lived in cryptozoology, you know, in the of cryptids, but also people who are obsessed with young earth creationism, as in the earth is only 6,000 years old because Christianity's so stupid sometimes. And so these people were really obsessed with it, and it led to numerous expeditions, led by cryptozoologists, but funded by young Earth creationists in order to find evidence to invalidate or contradict evolution.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
In fact, one A paleontologist named Donald Prothero said the quest for Mokele Mbembe is part of the effort by creationists to overthrow the theory of evolution and teaching of science by any means possible. So it's like, absolutely, what the fuck is happening?
Wow.
And so, interestingly, the only people that went looking for this creature were creationist ministers and not like biologists or people interested in
To
wildlife.
just like disprove
They just were
evolution.
like, if we can find this creature, then we can disprove. Yes.
Ugh, poor
Because
they.
I think they had it in its head that it was connected to dinosaurs in a way to prove that the dinosaurs lived concurrently or whatever. Confusing.
Oh, okay, I see what
Very
you're saying.
confusing.
That is. That's weird.
But so it's argued that the myth of the Mokele Mbembe actually comes out of some weird pseudo-historical claims about Great Zimbabwe, which means nothing to me. But more interestingly, they do think that the Mokele Mbembe myth influenced the reptile conspiracy theory that, high up Democrats are actually lizard people.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, I don't know what's going on in Connecticut and why they love this thing, but I'm hoping it's for this reason that they're like, this is so stupid. We just, this is a
Right.
crypt. We've chosen that this is our cryptid, this one,
That's
because it's
funny
stupid.
because it's so dumb.
Okay, I will give you a last little bit of description of it because, why the heck not? If you're in the Congo, feel free to go look for this animal. It's said to be brownish gray with smooth skin and is the size approximately of an elephant. Kind of hard to miss.
Oh, wow.
At least as big as a hippopotamus, but approximately an elephant. It's said to have a
Right.
long and very flexible neck and only one tooth, but a very long one tooth. And apparently a long muscular tail like that of an alligator. And that if canoes come near it, they will be doomed because the animal will attack the vessels at once and will kill all of the crew, but will not eat the bodies because it is, in fact, a vegetarian. It's an herbivore. It don't want to eat you, but they will
That's
attack you.
nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
Interesting.
there you go. There are my Connecticut cryptids. Including the cryptid that most Connecticuters want. I don't know. It's very confusing. It was bizarre.
That is weird. I'm not gonna lie. That's
I know,
so
right? I was
much.
like, I was so excited looking into it. I was like, what a weird name. I assumed it came from like indigenous peoples, like a myth or something. I'm reading,
Right.
like, this is the
Wait,
Congo. What? Why? I still don't know why. Like, I tried. I tried. I looked around. I was like, but why this one cryptid? And they were like, we're not going to tell you.
like we don't know.
But there it is. There's
Well,
my Connecticut
that was fun. You
Thank
got some
you.
new things to look out for on your move.
Right? All right, Claire. What have you brought us for cryptids?
Gonna be talking about some Appalachian cryptids.
Ooh. I'm suddenly
Yes.
seeing like the cataract covered eyes of a woman who's like a witch but who can see, so go ahead. I'm feeling very Appalachian.
Yes, Appalachian cryptids. So gonna start off. There are a couple from other states, and then there's several from Kentucky
Oh,
specifically.
sources.
Oh, yes. Wikipedia. Cryptids with a Z dot fandom.com, Lexington Herald Leader,
Ooh.
BCPL undiscovered.org, and that's the Boone County Public Library.
Boone County.
And Blue Ridge Mountain Travel Guide.com.
Very nice. Okay.
So, first one is the Flatwoods Monster, out of Braxton County, West Virginia.
Sure.
Spotted September 12th, 1952. There were four boys that were outside playing at an elementary school. Two brothers, Edward and Freddie Mae, another kid named Neil Nunley and Tommy Heyer. And they saw this bright light streak across the sky and saw it like kind of crash land at the property of this local farmer. And they're like,
Oh
what the hell?
no, it's an alien. Oh
Like, what the hell is that? So they go to the Mays, the two boys with last name May. They go to their home and they talk to their mom, Kathleen May, tell her what they saw. And they're like, we want to go see this. And so she and the boys, and then a West Virginia National Guardsman named Eugene Lemon,
no.
they go to this farm to check it out and investigate. And when they get there, they're like at the top of this hill and they see kind of where this was, and they look out, and the lemon guy aimed his flashlight toward where it was, and they see this red pulsing light, and he aims his flashlight toward this red pulsing light, and they see this tall humanoid manlike figure with a round red face surrounded by this pointed hood shape, and he's around like 10 feet
Oh
tall.
dear.
He's got like twisted hands, and so that the head with the hood thing like shape remember like resembled like an ace of spades, and that he's aiming this flashlight at it, and it makes this hissing sound, and it starts to float towards them.
Ew.
And yeah, and so then they like GTFO'd like
Yes,
immediately.
that is the correct response always. Don't go check it out. Get
Right,
out.
right. Like, get out of there.
Run
Don't,
away.
yeah. And later when they were talking about it, they said that while they were there, they smelled like this pungent mist and had become nauseated. And so the local authorities came back and they searched for evidence of a crash but didn't find anything. But a local newspaper reporter named A. Lee Stewart Jr. went to the site and he reported that he had discovered kind of skid marks and an odd gummy deposit, which, excited UFO enthusiast groups. And so they claimed that that proved that there was like a saucer landing. And apparently it was big news and it was like national news for a while and it was all over the place. Because it was like, oh, this is a deal, and plus it was how many people saw it? There was four boys and two adults. So, I mean, it wasn't just like one person saw
Right.
this. There were a bunch of them that saw this. But later there were people who said that the most logical explanation
Bill.
was the, yeah, I know. Which I'm just like, say what now? I don't even understand this. That when his flashlight hit something, that what they really saw was just like the shadow of an owl. Right.
Okay, an
Oh, but
owl.
oh, but that the light through the sky was a meteor, because there was a meteor shower reported that night,
Okay.
and that the pulsing red light was like an airplane flying by,
A
and
lot of
that.
different things that just came
Yes.
together to make this
Yes.
happen, but
And
okay.
that what they actually saw was like the shadow of an owl.
Because not
And I'm
only
like, what the
meteor
hell?
shower. A plane passing by, but an owl
Right.
decided that that's the moment it's gonna pass
Right.
by with a and make sure its shadow is, in such a way that it reflects off of the sewer gas. I don't
Right. Right. I'm like,
know.
really? That's your most logical explanation? Really?
Like, okay.
Sure, whatever.
I mean,
Right.
okay, sure.
Anyway, so yeah. So it's kind of a cryptid alien.
Yeah, here for it. Here for it.
Yes. Flatwoods Monster in West Virginia. The next one I have is Wampus Cat,
Ooh.
or also known as the Cherokee Death Cat, from Cherokee mythology. And shapeshifter, but is the embodiment of a female onlooker that was hiding beneath the pelt of a large wildcat to witness a sacred ceremony that she should not have been witnessing.
Well, I mean, she
Right.
wasn't expecting it to like curse her forever, apparently, so.
Right. But it is a large cat, similar to about the same size as like a mountain lion or cougar. Tan, yellowish fur, large yellow eyes. The tail is rather long, but it has a little ball on the end of it with spikes.
Oh.
And it has six legs.
Oh.
So it
Well,
has
that's
the,
noticeable.
yeah, so it's got the four, but then it's got two
Bonus.
more.
Two
Yeah,
bonus
it's got two
legs.
more like up towards the chest. So imagine like a cat with like two extra that they can like come out and fight.
No, God.
Yeah, so it's got.
I feel like this is a drawing of like medieval. Is it medieval when they did like the really crappy drawing? It's like, this cat has six legs. Okay.
Or kind of like when you see what's his face's horse, what is it, Odin's horse that's got like a bazillion legs.
Right.
You're like, what is this? It's got large yellow eyes. So reports from the 1920s of a wampus cat killing livestock from North Carolina down to Georgia. And their sightings continued through the 60s. People out camping would get glimpses of the wampus cat. And I'm just like, I would run if I saw
Well, but then she's gonna
wampus
come at
cat.
you.
Yes.
I probably would just die on the spot, let my soul leave my body. Maybe
Right.
come back later after it's gone, like re-enter
Yeah,
my
I
body
know.
and be like, okay, it's safe
Right.
now, I can come back to my body.
I know. You're just like, what's happening? So anyway, the wampus cat is down south, North Carolina, Georgia area. Okay. Kentucky water monster.
Water monster?
Yes.
Is it like a Nessie, but just for Kentucky?
Yes, it is kind of.
Ooh.
Yes. Harrington Lake in Henderson
That
County.
is a terrible lake. I'm here for it. Keep going.
That's a terrible lake. I'm here
It's
for
a
it.
terrible lake.
Described as a hybrid of an eel and a pig.
Oh my God, why?
So it's got like a pig face, and then the tail part's like a pig, but then the body is like the eel. Around 15 feet long, with speckled, molting looking stuff on the side, with a streamlined body so it can swim as fast as a motorboat.
No,
You're
no, pass.
like,
Pass.
no, pass. And UK professor Lawrence S. Thompson, and he was the director of libraries and he was a classics professor, spoke with a newspaper in 1972 and said he had seen, and they call this thing Harry, like Herry,
I mean,
because
sure,
it's
why not?
Harrington Lake. Yeah, Harry the lake monster. Anyway, said that he had seen Harry multiple times from his lake house,
And he
but
never
he
took a
could
picture. Thanks.
apparently not. The people go out and they'll just get glimpses of it, kind of like a Nessie thing,
Nessie.
you
But
know,
Harry.
nothing good enough to like
But like, okay,
prove
so
that it's real.
here's my thing though. Like, I'm here for Nessie. Like, I'll take a Nessie in Harrington Lake that we call Harry. But this has a pig face and that creeps me out and I don't want that.
It creeps you out and you're like, I don't want this.
No.
Theories are that it's actually a giant ass catfish.
You thought you were seeing a pig eel, but in fact, it was just a catfish. You've
I
been
know, I'm like,
catfished.
how
Oh
can
my
you even
God.
get those two mixed up? Or an out of place gator that
Oh.
swam up the Mississippi and got
That's.
stuck in Harrington Lake.
I'm sorry, the fuck what? That's even more ludicrous.
Or, this is my favorite, some kind of prehistoric animal that lived underground in the limestone caves that were flooded when the lake was made, because Harrington Lake is a man-made lake.
Right. So I was like, oh, you flooded my cave, so now I live here and I'm gonna chase your boats.
Exactly.
I mean, all right.
But so now, yes, so now there could possibly be this thing that's a monster living in Harrington Lake. So Kentucky Lake Monster.
I mean, I feel like it's more likely to be a log because my memory of Harrington Lake is that it's a bunch of logs. It's not a grid. It's not a good place. It's too many
Not a
logs in
good
there. They
place.
didn't
It
clear it
just
out
kind of
enough.
makes me wonder. I'm like, then what the fuck is in Laurel Lake? Because all the times we went swimming there, it's like, yeah.
I'm pretty confident something radioactive, just to guess.
Oh, right. I'm like, this, like, I always felt like I'm like, I gotta go shower immediately. I feel so dirty.
Oh, yep.
Okay, next I have sheep squatch.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Mostly in West Virginia, but there were some sightings in, there was a sighting in Kentucky, so mostly West Virginia. It's a quadruped about the size of a bear
Okay.
with white wool like fur, long saber like teeth and horns, the curly horns like a ram. Yeah. And the forelimbs have hands like paws, so
No.
kind of like a Sasquatch, so yeah.
Okay.
And a hairless tail like a possum, and it smells like sulfur.
Everything always smells like sulfur. It's
I
like they're
know.
trying to tell you, hey, this is evil. I'm like, or is it just, hanging out in the sulfur pit? Like, home is
Right.
home. You can't help it.
Right. Many sightings of the sheep squatch in West Virginia in the mid-90s, a lot from campers, a lot from hunters. Like they would hear it again with the unnatural like screaming.
Blood curdling screams.
Yes, that kind of junk. Then there was a sighting in Breckinridge County in 2004 from some men who were hunting. And then there was another sighting in West Virginia in 2015 from a camper who said that when he saw it, it was 8 to 9 feet tall. And I'm just like, why are they all like so ginormous?
I feel like you can't hide that well if you're like 10 feet tall.
Right.
But that's just me. What do I know?
Yeah.
Portals. It's all about the portals.
It's all about the portals. Shout out to your little Green Men Aliens.
Woo!
Because they, every time I kept looking up Kentucky cryptids, it was always like Hopkinsville goblins.
Yes.
They kept coming up, and I'm like, no, those were the aliens. They kept
Aliens.
mentioning those. And the last one I'm gonna mention, just because this one sounds freaking terrifying, and I'm like,
Okay.
what the hell is this? The Beast of Land Between the Lakes slash
Okay.
LBL. LBL is this, it is like these two lakes, and there's this little sliver of land in between the two, and people go there for vacation stuff. That's, because everybody likes to go and do lake things here and boat and all that stuff. But it is a bipedal creature, and it's half man, half wolf, so I'm assuming some kind of like werewolf type thing.
Nice. Well, I mean, we need a couple in Kentucky. It's fair.
Right. It's around 7 feet tall ish, sporting claw hands, and has powerful jaws and super sharp teeth, glowing red eyes, and cloaked in a rotting stench. So lovely.
Nice. Nice.
Lovely. Several different stories. Like there was a legend that said a man who left Europe in the 1800s who came to settle between the two rivers, and that he had allegedly had a disease that turned him mad after nightfall. And
On a
so
full moon, no, I'm kidding.
I know, right? Like what? And that he had a family, but this madness or this disease was genetic, and so it could be passed from parent to child. And so it was like he and his family like went to try to be secluded, and I'm sure they had to like go into town to get shit, but
Only in the
it was just,
daytime, it's
yeah,
fine.
right. It was like one day it's like they tried to be as secluded as possible, and like one day they just kind of like quit showing up, people quit seeing them, and it's like, oh, they thought they died. And so I guess somebody finally went to go investigate, but the house was just abandoned. And then it's like weird things just start happening in the woods after that.
They went to the woods.
Yeah. And then there's like another legend that says it was a, let me see if I can say this 18 times fast, Shawnee shape-shifting shaman
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
who was killed in his wolf form by members of his own village because he was abusing his powers.
Betrayal.
Yes. And so,
Etude. Yeah.
I know. And so, because they killed him, he like
He's got stuck in
spends
his.
his time roaming the woods looking for
Wait,
revenge.
is this? No, I guess not. Never mind. I was gonna say, is this some like weird brother bear story? But he didn't
Ah!
die. He just woke up as a bear, right? I don't
Right.
remember. It's been too long. Okay.
Right. No, he just woke up as a bear. Yes. But anyway, so people would go disappearing in the woods.
As they do,
And
they disappear a
yeah,
lot.
it was like hunters, campers, that kind of stuff. Way back in the day, it was mostly hunters, would because they didn't really camp because they were roughing it anyway back then.
They were like, we don't want to go
We
into
don't
the
camp.
woods.
We don't camp.
We're
Yeah.
already living in the land of no indoor plumbing, so
But like
whatever.
hunters would go disappearing in the woods. People would hear the strange and unnatural howls at night. Because bison were still in Kentucky back in the day.
Right,
They
right.
would just come across mutilated bison carcasses that were half eaten with their throats ripped open, like with claw marks. It wasn't just like, oh, it's my slit their throat with a knife. It was like clawed.
You.
So they're like, this was taken down by a large animal. This is, yeah, gross. But more recently, in 1973, there were a group of Murray State students, group of guys that went camping out at LBL in their VW microbus. I'm like, yes, I'm here for this.
Okay.
And so they're, you know, camping as guys do. And one of the guys went into the woods to take a leak. And while he was out there doing his business, he was like, I can feel like somebody or something is just watching me. And then he hears the sniffing.
No.
It's really loud, like the sniffing around. So he goes back and he tells the rest of the guys, like, I'm getting this strange vibe. Like, somebody's watching, they're sniffing around, and the guys are probably like, ah, it's probably just like a bush hog. Not a big deal. Which also, I'm like, bush hogs can fucking kill you. Have you ever, I mean, bush hogs are vicious.
Yeah. No,
Like,
I'm with you. I'm with
that could have killed you too. Just saying. Anyway. But they were just like, oh, it's probably bush hog, not a big deal. But later, I guess they're just sitting there around a campfire and they start hearing these, like, this howling starts.
God.
But it turns into, like, it's so loud, like it sounds right there. And it said that it was like this blood curdling quality that kind of turned into like this almost sounded like mocking laughter. It was just weird. And it's like moving around really fast, so it almost sounds like it's in surround sound.
Like
And then they start seeing, like,
if I've ever like needed a reason to not go camping, like I don't camp, but like this would be enough to be like,
right.
no, I'm not
You're
gonna go
like,
camping,
not
guys.
lying.
No.
Right. And so they're sitting there, this is happening, and then they start to see like glimpses of red eyes like moving around their campsite. And so they're just like, deuces, we're out.
Like, and no.
Yeah, they're like, we're done. And so they all like load back up into their microbus and they're getting the hell out because that's what you do in that situation. You're just like, yeah, we're not sticking around to see what this is.
Well, and the reason
So
they're
they're
able
driving
to tell their
away.
story is because they left. You stayed, you die, and you're like,
Exactly.
oh, they went missing.
Exactly. And so they're leaving, but then they realize something is following them. It's this
No.
big, massive, yeah, shadowy figure that's moving at an unnatural speed. Like, there's no way this thing should be able to be keeping up with them in this car, this vehicle. And it's they slowed down to take a curve, and it felt like something grabbed the bumper of the bus and was like keeping them from moving. And it like, floored it, finally got away, and they just did not. So they got back to Murray State, to the
No.
campus. And so they get out of the van, and that there were claw marks on the like four like
No.
slashes on the back of the bus where it was like they had clawed and grabbed to keep them from getting away. And then in the 1980s, there was a family that had been brutally mutilated in their like motorhome camper
Oh,
that had
God.
been staying at one of the campsites. Bodies were just torn to pieces. One of the daughters was found like in a tree,
Oh,
like
God.
ripped. I mean, and these were claw marks. These were not
Yeah.
just like, oh, these people were stabbed. And so they said that the authorities covered it up and said that it was just a stabbing. Said that, oh, they got there were some people got stabbed. That's not what really happened.
Oh, wow.
That this wolf man, this beast of land between the lakes, broke and got into this motor home and completely mutilated this family. And that even now to this day, people are there are people who go out to try to find this thing, but to just observe because they're like, I want to see if this thing is real. And I'm like, but why? Why? No.
You're asking to be
No,
ripped to
don't.
shreds. Bird
Right. Like this
ass.
thing is violent.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't
No.
do that.
Just don't go camping. It's fine.
Right. Just yeah, don't do that. Stay away from the woods, people. Like, why do you want to be in the woods? Nature can kill you. But yeah, lots of people hunt, but then it's like, no, we don't want to hunt in this area just because of stuff like this.
Right. Yeah, no.
So
I'm out. I'm out.
yeah. So yeah. So that's Beast of Land Between the Lakes.
Well, that's terrible.
And so those were my Appalachian cryptids that I have for
you.
you this time.
Thank you, Claire. That was excellent and horrifying. And again, never going camping. Thanks.
I've never heard of half of these, so I was like, oh,
But
what is this?
we also don't go camping, so
We don't
it's not who we are.
not really know.
We are
Like if I
indoor
go
cats. Thank you.
camping, yeah, if we go camping, I want it to be like glamping,
See, to
like
me, going camping means that I'm staying in a cabin in the woods that has usually a hot tub because priorities, a nice view, you
Right.
know, a whole kitchen, at least two bathrooms
Right.
because one is not enough. So, like, you know, it is.
Right.
Anyway, I guess that means it's time for this week's sweary affirmation.
Yes.
Claire,
Indeed. Yes.
you are a force of nature and can do hard fucking things.
Yes.
You
Yes,
are.
we can.
We can do it. And in these cases, you are a force of cryptid nature in all of our stories, and you can do all sorts of horrifying things, whether they're hard or not. Anyway.
Right.
Time.
It's like we're all of them like so violent.
Tarot time with April. That's spooky, spooky. But no violent cryptids here. I have Zen
No.
Cat. Zen Cat does
Yes.
not. You can't see him very well. Zen Cat will save you from the
Yes.
cryptids. He's very Zen.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, let me move my very. Hey guys, look at my cool flamingo water bottle my sister gave me. It has my name on it.
It's
What?
fancy.
I know. All right, Claire, are you ready?
Yes.
Tell me when to stop. I will say, I decided to remove cryptids from our wheel.
Okay.
We may add it back on later, but this one was harder. Like, I had a hard time finding enough cryptidy things.
Right.
We'll give cryptids a short break. Because there are still plenty of other things that we can
Right.
make cryptid if we want. So here we go. Shuffling our cards to tell our future.
Stop.
All right. Only good things, please.
Yes, please.
Here we go. We're starting our week off strong with the Two of Wands.
Okay.
Then we're going to. What the fuck?
Jeez.
The Pope has returned. To anyone who's keeping count, that's literally like 15,000 times the Pope has returned. Like, I just. I mean, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure that this one drops like as soon as I come back from my vacation. I don't need to learn. I need to recover, guys. Calm down. But we're going to
Right,
end the
right.
week with the Six of Pentacles. Pope. I mean, I don't even know
Well, we eluded
anymore.
him for a while.
I mean, not really. I mean, slightly. I've been keeping a list. I can go back and check it out. Anyway. But until then, Two of Wands. We're starting our week off strong with the Two of Wands. I mean, it's looking good. The man is looking out into the world, longing for adventure. Let's see. He's holding a map, a representation of the world, but he doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. It seems to be very conflicting, but I think it's about deliberation. He wouldn't be looking out in the world if he were content with his own kingdom. He wouldn't have the map if he didn't wonder what it contained. I think this card represents hesitation. Sometimes you have to look before you leap. So I guess we're gonna just like hesitate. We're gonna look before we leap. Apparently into some kind of learning or
Teaching,
spirituality or
because you did say it was like teaching somebody something
teaching.
too.
Maybe, yes. Apparently I'm gonna have to teach myself about the Pope card because like it was fun. It was a good ride to have him show up so much. But now I'm like, dude, like
It's
what?
like, come on.
Like, come on. But that's okay. Because we're gonna end our week with the Six of Pentacles, which is about generosity. So let's see. This can be listening to a friend, being a kind and caring lover, helping a child find their lost parent. It's giving of yourself, but money is in there too. But money's just a tool, and so you do with is what you do with it that's important. So we're gonna hesitate. We're gonna learn the damn thing, and then I guess we're gonna give it away, whatever the thing we learned is. I don't know. Your guess
We're
is
gonna
as good
share
as
it with the
mine.
world. We'll share our knowledge with the world.
I don't. Yeah, once I figure it out, guys, you will know. We will all know, because then we'll stop getting the cards so much.
Right. Okay.
Oi. All right.
We have all those freaking cards, I swear.
So again, I took a couple of things off, and then I added a couple of new things. Isn't that fun?
Yay.
Yay! All right, guys, are we ready for it? This next week's topic is gonna be. Oh, we're back into
Oh, no.
philosophy, philosophers.
Boo.
No, it's gonna be good. It's fine.
Is it?
It is.
It
The last one turned out really entertaining, I have to say.
was kind of
It
funny.
was fun. So we'll just have to make it work again. And guys, if philosophy and philosophers are not your thing, you know, it's not really anyone's thing except maybe me.
Right,
Which is totally fine.
100%.
But I promise we're not going to bring you boring stuff. So definitely come back next week and enjoy our entertaining take on philosophy philosophers. Maybe it's a new philosophy. Maybe I'm going to tell you all about Marie Kondo. Maybe.
Ah,
I don't know. We'll find out.
maybe.
Anyway,
Or
until
maybe I'll
next
sing to you
time.
my new philosophy from your good man, Charlie
Well,
Brown.
there you go. There you go. So until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at. Sorry, I'm being
Brunch
blinded.
and judge.
Oh.
I know. I
But
noticed that. I
it
was
keeps
like,
getting
dang, you
like
got all the
our
sun coming in
curtains.
on you.
Spencer took all the curtains down, so I can't like block it. Thanks.
Oh, dang.
Because, you know, we're
You're like,
moving.
yes.
Yay. Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, yada yada. And you can send us more topics for our wheel and any stories you'd like us to cover to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the last episode in this place. What?